This is Twit.
Apple has actually taken the step of suing Israel's NSO group to, according to the Apple press release, curb the abuse of state-sponsored spyware. They also announced a $10 million contribution to support cyber surveillance researchers and advocates. NSO Group has been selling zero-day, no-click exploits against the iPhone to governments who want to spy on dissidents, journalists, terrorists. It's interesting that Apple has kind of given up on any U.S. sanction against the NSO Group and has decided just to sue. Craig Federighi said, quote, state-sponsored actors like the NSO Group spend millions of dollars on sophisticated surveillance technologies without effective accountability. That needs to change.
I think the danger for NSO is, of course, the discovery. So that's what Apple was.
Yikes.
So discovery could get really, really ugly for them as they go through subpoenaing information from NSO. So the lawsuit, I think, is probably looking for that because it'll destroy them. Like if they actually get what they're asking for in discovery, they don't need to win. They'll just crush them because it'll cause the people who have access to it. It'll be just devastating.
Yeah.
It's Apple interesting that they announced it on Apple.com.
They put
the press release right up, and they haven't done that since the HTC patent lawsuit, like in 2011. Every other lawsuit, even like against Corellium, which was probably the most similar in terms of Apple trying to make an infringement case, that was announced off of Apple.com. That was picked up by a lot of the Wire publications. So it's not just like they're doing this like for a lot of reasons, but one is they want to make a lot of noise about they're doing this.
It signals it. I mean, again, a lawsuit that with potential discovery signals to everybody touching NSO that we're coming after figuring out who you are, and we're going to expose it. Yeah. So that's the chilling effect for NSO could be intense. Yeah.
They specifically in the press release talk about NSO Group's forced entry exploit, which did an end around on Apple's Blast Door, which must have really upset Apple. It's now patched. But it was used to create a zero-click flaw in a subject's iPhone and install the latest version of their Pegasus spyware project. This is what Apple says. The spyware was used to attack a small number of Apple users. It's interesting. Apple users, those are our people, worldwide with dangerous malware and spyware. Apple's lawsuit seeks to ban NSO from further harming individuals by using Apple's products and services. It also seeks redress for NSO Group's flagrant.
Can you smell
the exploits?
Smell what the Leo is cooking.
I think when we say flagrant, we mean it in a bad way.
Yeah. Flagrant violations of U.S. federal and state law arising out of its efforts to target and attack Apple and its users. In other words, Apple's taken this pretty personally, as they should.
Yeah, well, maybe was partly motivated by the fact that the Biden administration put NSO on the government blacklist, explicitly saying that this organization is a threat to national security and that no company operating in the United States can have anything to do with this company anymore. It's a very itchy situation because the Israeli government is saying, well, gosh, it's an Israeli owned business, and so therefore we have to protect it. It's like, no, they really do consider it part of its foreign policy. They do consider this company's work part of its own national security. And so this instantly escalates into an international diplomacy situation, not just simply company A trying to deal with company B. So strap in, this could get very, very interesting.
Yeah, after Biden put them on the list, the Israeli government lobbied hard, saying NSO Group is a big part of our economy. We don't, this is a hit on Israel. And of course, that's very politically charged in the U.S. So,
well, they also have a little bit of control over what the NSO does. That when the organization does that before they sell their software to another government, there is some interaction with the government.
Israelis
that I don't understand. I don't understand completely, but it's definitely there. So this is not just. This is not like Apple. It's not like America getting pressure because Facebook is being a bunch of jerks. It's like Apple. But also, why do I say Apple when I mean to say America? This is why my brain works when I'm thinking about how many pies I have to cook tomorrow. Anyway, but you know what I'm getting at. It's like this is it's deeply, deeply entwined with foreign policy. Deeply, deeply entwined with okay. Well, now who's going to come to defend Israel if we decide as a nation that we're going to try to shut down it, shut down this organization? It also makes me wonder if Apple has been at least getting some advice from the Biden administration on how to proceed with this, because if there's if you would think that one of the biggest gifts that Apple could that the industry could give is saying, we know that the government can't do things to actively try to shut down an independent company that is being sponsored by a government. However, a $2 trillion company can sue the hell out of this company, make life really difficult for them in a thousand different ways, like Alex suggests. And boy, if you ever need photocopies, we got a photocopier you can use. We got a fax machine that we're not using anymore. You can have. Please, by all means, go for this.
The fact that they just did this probably reflects the fact that Facebook had done it earlier, had sued NSO Group, and a trial court had said you can't because NSO Group is foreign officials acting in their official capacity. That was just overturned on appeal in a 3-0 decision a week ago by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. They said Facebook can indeed pursue a lawsuit over against NSO Group, so because they went after WhatsApp too, you may remember. So I think that that was a green light for Apple, and I hope a green light for Google and everybody else to just pile on. Let's go get these guys because
does Google follow suit? No pun intended.
We shall see. We shall see. It's been kind of downhill for NSO Group. November 3rd, the government blacklists them. November 9th. The appeals court says, yeah, you can sue them. And now today, Apple says, we're going
It's such a good example of cutting corners that you just don't think are going to come back. You know, like you get a little loose. There's so many places that we can look at, like PG&E not putting power lines under the ground. Whatever you thought you were going to save, you end up paying that plus way more because they had something that probably is useful for pushing back on terrorists and crime and everything else. What got them in trouble was giving it out to everyone and not having any controls over it and not having any of the other bits and pieces there by being lazy about it and going for more profit.
Greedy.
They set themselves greedy. They basically set themselves up for what will probably end up killing the company.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's hope so.